Six infants may have been exposed to the measles in a recent outbreak in the Spokane area. As Jessica Robinson reports, they're among a group of people who remain under quarantine since the disease was discovered last month.
It's the first measles outbreak in Spokane in 2 decades. Both cases are in unvaccinated adults, and both people are recovering. But the potential infection of infants before the cases were discovered is especially worrisome, says Dorothy McCackern. She's an epidemiologist with the Spokane Regional Health District. The infants were too young to be vaccinated. The measles vaccine is usually done at 12 months. And McCackern says measles in babies can lead to ear infections, pneumonia.
And then there's the other much worse consequences, like brain inflammation.
And even death.
It's rare, but it can happen.
The six infants have received a medication that acts as a short-term vaccine. McCackern says the potential exposures happened at medical facilities and businesses that the measles patients went to before their diagnoses. In all, 25 people remain in quarantine. The outbreak has prompted a 25% spike in vaccinations in the last 2 weeks over this time last year. I'm Jessica Robinson in Spokane.